Good afternoon. That big storm system that brought all the heavy rain and strong winds to interior New York and New England yesterday continues to lift north and east through the Canadian Maritimes. A deep circulation in the mid-levels of the atmosphere, however, is still entrenched over the Northeast and Great Lakes, and that's producing a brisk northwest breeze, at times gusting over 20 miles per hour. That breeze is driving in cooler air from central and southern Canada, and at the same time, leftover moisture is being wrung out as scattered rain and snow showers. Temperatures today will struggle and only climb through the 30s and into the lower to mid 40s on average for afternoon highs. We'll have a lot of cloud cover, especially in the higher terrain where we're most likely to see those rain and snow showers, but even in the valley locations through the afternoon and into the evening. As that upper level disturbance pivots through and starts to lift out tonight, we'll still run the risk of a few rain and snow showers. Otherwise, skies will be mostly cloudy with lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. A little bit more in the way of sunshine tomorrow as a short ridge of high pressure builds in. It'll be breezy and cool still with just the risk of a passing shower, but highs should manage to get into the upper 40s to around 50. Another disturbance, though, right on the heels of the last one will move into the region Wednesday night and last through the day on Thursday. With cloudy skies, it'll be chilly again with highs only in the lower 40s with a good chance of rain showers throughout the day, maybe even some wet snow mixed in the hills and mountains. On the backside of that system, a day just like today, mostly cloudy and breezy on Friday, remaining cool with some leftover rain and snow showers and highs in the mid 40s. A larger ridge of high pressure will build in for the weekend. This should turn our weather to the drier side. On Saturday, still breezy and a bit cool, though, with a mix of sun and clouds, we should manage to get into the lower 50s, with middle and upper 50s and a mix of sun and clouds on Sunday. The ridge should crest over us on Monday with mostly sunny skies, and high temperatures could reach even into the lower 60s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a mid and upper level trough currently over the Intermountain West and Great Basin will stay on an easterly course to the central United States over the next few days. Rain and high elevation snow is expected along the Pacific Northwest, Northern Rockies, and into the Central Rockies today. By tonight, most of the precipitation will taper off as the trough swings over the Central Plains. Meanwhile, critical to extreme fire weather is expected today for most of New Mexico, parts of West Texas, and the panhandles of Texas and Oklahoma, and portions of Colorado and Kansas. These areas are already drought-stricken. Thus, combining dry fuels with very low relative humidity and gusty winds, this will give way to dangerous, life-threatening fire weather conditions. By tomorrow, the fire weather conditions will lessen but still be critical in parts of the southern and central plains. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, mostly cloudy and breezy, near 50. Boston, partly sunny, breezy, lower 50s. And in Buffalo, cloudy and windy with snow showers and highs in the mid-30s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 59 degrees. The average low, 38. The record high, 91, set in 2002. And the record low, 21, in 1971. Sunrise this morning, 6:11 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:40 p.m. 13 hours and 29 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy and breezy today with a few passing rain and snow showers and highs in the lower 40s. Scattered rain and snow showers tonight, breezy with lows in the upper 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England. Mostly cloudy and breezy today, a few passing showers around with highs in the middle and upper 40s. A few rain showers tonight, otherwise mostly cloudy in the mid 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks. Mostly cloudy and breezy today with passing rain and snow showers from time to time and highs in the lower to mid 40s. A few rain and snow showers tonight with lows near 30. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills. Mostly cloudy and breezy today with a few passing rain and snow showers and highs in the lower to mid 40s. A few rain and snow showers tonight with lows in the lower 30s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly cloudy and breezy today with a few passing rain and snow showers and highs in the lower to mid 40s. Scattered rain and snow showers tonight with lows in the lower 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, still the risk of a passing shower, otherwise breezy and cool but dry in the upper 40s. Cloudy with a good chance of rain on Thursday, some wet snow showers in the hills and mountains lower 40s. Mostly cloudy, brisk and cool Friday, a scattered rain or snow shower mid 40s. Mix of sun and clouds lower 50s Saturday, back to the middle 50s with a mix of sun and clouds Sunday, and mostly sunny with highs in the lower 60s on Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.